Sechta Sanhedrin, Perek Tes Mishnah Beis. Niskavin la regas a behema. If someone aimed to kill an animal, v'haragas adam, but he missed and instead he killed a person. L'nachri, he intended to kill a guy, v'haragas Yisrael, and again he missed, and he ended up killing a Yisrael. L'nefalim, he wanted to kill a premature baby that wasn't expected to survive, and is considered already dead, v'haragas ben kayama, and he killed a baby that's viable, that could survive. Pater is going to be pater. In all these cases, he's pater, even though he committed murder, but because he didn't intend to commit a murder in his mind that was going to be punishable with Misa, because again, killing an animal, killing a Nachri, and killing a Nefel are not punishable with Misa, so therefore, when he does commit actual murder, it's considered b'shoigeg, and therefore he's going to be pater. Niskavin la koisi al masnav. Here's a different case. He intended to hurt someone, okay? So he took, let's say, a rock, or he took a gun, and he wanted to shoot them in the masnav, in their groin area. But v'loi hayabah kedei lahamis al masnav. The impact of the stone or of the bullet would not have killed him by hitting his groin, but v'holchalo aliba, he missed, and instead it went to his heart. Hayabah kedei lahamis aliba, and it was enough to kill him by his heart, the impact, the force, or the bullet. V'meis, and the guy dies. Pater is pater. So here again, it's considered b'shoigeg, because you didn't intend to kill him. You intended to hurt him in the groin area, but not enough to do damage to kill him. So the fact that he died because you missed is considered a b'shoigeg. Niskavin l'kaisi aliba. Here, you intended to kill him by because you were going to hurt him in his heart area. V'ayubah k'dei l'hamis aliba. And it was enough to kill him. V'holcholo amasnav, but you missed, and instead you hurt him in the groin. V'loi hayubah k'dei l'hamis amasnav. But let's say the force of the rock was not enough that it would have normally killed him in normal circumstances, but v'meis, inexplicably he dies anyway. Pater, you're going to be pater. So here, we're not going after your intent at all. Your intent was to kill him, and you ended up killing him. But the point is, you intended to kill him in a method by harming him in the heart area. And since you missed, your action was not a action that should have been that should have caused his death. And therefore, we totally discount your intent, and we look at your action. We say, since your action is not punishable with Misa, and the fact that he died anyway is inexplicable, it's not considered a normal circumstance, and therefore, it's another example of a shoygeg, and therefore, you're going to be pater. He intended to harm a gadol, but not enough to kill him. But the impact of the bullet or the stone hit a katan, and it was enough to kill the katan, v'meis, and the katan dies. Pater, you're going to be pater. Again, another example of b'shoigi, because you did not intend to kill a katan, you intended to harm a gadol. Niskavin lakas is a katan, v'hayabakadei lahamis is a katan. Here, you intended to kill a katan, v'holchalo ala gadol, but instead you harmed a gadol, but v'lo yahayabakadei lahamis is a gadol, but your action was not enough to kill the gadol, but v'meis, inexplicably he dies. Very similar to the case where you struck him in the groin and it shouldn't have killed him, but it did anyway. So pater, again, you're going to be pater because your action was not enough to kill him. So the fact that he died anyway is considered out of your hands. Avol, but niskavin l'hakos al masnav. If you intended to hurt him in the groin area, v'hayubakadei l'hamis al masnav, and it was enough to kill him, v'holchala aliboy, and then it went to his heart, v'meis, and he dies, chayiv, then you're going to be chayiv. Because now your action and your mind are the same. You intended to kill him, and you killed him. The fact that you killed him in a different area is irrelevant, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. And similarly, niskavin l'hakos as a gadol. You intended to kill a gadol, v'hayubakadei l'hamis as a gadol, with enough force, v'holchala ala katan, and instead you killed a katan, v'meis, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv again, because you intended to kill, and your action was enough to kill, and therefore your action and your mindset was to kill someone who you would be chayiv misa for, and you ended up killing that, so the fact that it was a different person is not relevant, you're going to be chayiv. Now, Reb Shimon goes back on the first case of the Mishnah. The first case of our Mishnah was that someone who intended to kill a behema and he ends up killing a person is going to be pater. So the implication from that is that the Tanakhama holds that only if you intended to kill a behema and you killed a person, are you pater? But if you intended to kill one person and you killed someone else, you're going to be chayiv. So Reb Shimon responds and he holds, afilu niskavin laragazev haragazev. No. He argues with the mashmois of the Tanakhama. He holds if you intended to kill person A and instead you killed person B, pater, then you're going to be pater, because Reb Shimon holds that as long as you don't kill the person you intended to, you're not going to be chayiv misa. Zakmish the Gimel, right? Here you have a murderer who was sentenced to death, but he got mixed up with someone else, so there were other people in the cell, and now we don't know who's the murderer, who's the guy that's chayiv misa, kulam paturim, they're all going to be pater. So obviously, we can't kill someone who's not, we can't just kill all the people in the cell to make sure that we get the murderer. Obviously, we have to let them free. And the chiddush is, even if, let's say, there's two people in a cell, and one of them is a big gadol, who it's very unlikely that he's the murderer. Nevertheless, if we're not sure, we can't execute the other guy. Rabbi Huda says, we put them in a cell, we lock them up. Now, obviously, Rabbi Huda can't be talking about our case, because if you have an innocent guy and a guilty guy, you're not going to lock them both up. You're not going to lock up the innocent guy. What did he do? So the Gemara explains that there's really words missing in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah, they amend the Mishnah to add the following case. That if you have an ox that was sentenced to death, why? Because an ox killed a person. So now the ox was sentenced to be stoned. So such an ox is aser behanah. Even before you stone it, it's aser behanah. Now what happens if this ox got mixed up with another ox? So it comes out that since you don't know which ox is aser behanah, all the oxen are now aser behanah. So one, the Tanakhama holds that you stone all the oxen. Let's say you have two oxen that got mixed up. One is chayiv misa. So you kill them both. So that's according to the Tanakham. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, kind of nice and keep it. You don't kill both oxen. Rather, you just lock them up in a cell and you let them starve and die. Kol chayve misa shenasarvu zebazeh. Anytime you have people sentenced to death, meaning sentenced to be executed, and they got mixed up. So let's say you have a guy that's chayv skila and a guy that's chayv sreifa, and they got mixed up. You don't know who's who. Nidainin bekala. So we still carry out execution, but we carry out the lighter, the more lenient execution. So the reason is because we're not allowed to subject someone who's chayiv a lesser punishment to a harsher one, a harsher form of death. We're not going to carry it out. And therefore, what ends up happening is that whoever was chayiv the harsher death ends up getting the more lenient one. Haniskalim b'nisrafin. So now the Mishnah gives an example. Let's say you have a guy who is chayv skila and a guy who is chayv sreifa mixed together. So now the question is that the Mishnah is dealing with, which one of the two is the more chamer misa, or which one is the more makel? So Shimon Oymeni done in biskila. We give them skila shal sreifa chamura. If Shimon holds that sreifa is the most chamer punishment for execution, and therefore we give them both skila. No, he done in bisreifa shal skila chamura. Chamim holds just the opposite. Skila is the worst, and therefore we give them sreifa. So Amalen Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon says, Avaraya, that sreifa is worse. Because ilu lo haisa sreifa chamura, if sreifa wasn't the worst, le nidna lebas kain shazin, so we wouldn't carry out that punishment on a bas kain that sin. So normally, if someone does adultery, if someone is mizaneh, then they get chenek. However, if the woman is a naira hamurasa, she gets stoned, she gets skila. So that's the normal case. Chenek, unless she's a naira hamurasa, in which case she gets skila. However, when it comes to a bas koyein, she's always going to get sreifa. Even if she is a naira hamurasa, she's always going to get sreifa. So Zaktrub Shimon, if she is always getting sreifa, then obviously sreifa is worse than skila, because she has a higher level of kedusha, and we're saying that she's always going to get this. She's always going to get the sreifa, so obviously sreifa has to be worse. We're not going to let her off the hook because she's a bas kayin. So if skila was worse, we would give her skila. Obviously sreifa is worse. That's his raya that sreifa is worse. Amru loy, so the chum responded, ilu loy hayusa skila chamura. If skila wasn't worse, lo nitna lemagadif lo ayver avay dezavar. So they hold that, no, look at the example of a Megadev, right? Someone who curses, and someone who serves Avodah Zarah, they get Skila. And obviously, since those are the worst Averis that a person can commit, those obviously must be the most severe form of punishment. And as far as Reb Shimon's Raya, they hold it's not true. They hold that a Bas Koyen, if she was a Nara Marasa, she would also get Skila, just like a regular Bas Yisrael. What about, you have two guys that got confused. One guy was Chayiv Hereg and one guy was Chayiv Chenek. So Reb Shimon Oymen B'Sayiv, Reb Shimon says, they get Hereg, V'chamer Oymen B'Chenek, and the Chamim say Chenek. Again, a similar machleik is just regarding which form of punishment is a worse form of, is worse.